From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing eight and wounding at least a dozen others, was charged Wednesday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. The suspect, Saifulu Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a police officer. He has confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year and said he was inspired by Islamic State videos. Federal authorities also said they have found a second Uzbek man in the case. In Washington, President Donald Trump tweeted late Wednesday that Saipov should be given the death penalty. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he is asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country. The program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. Mr. Trump has been criticized for politicizing the issue. Liberia's Supreme Court has halted preparations for next week's presidential runoff election between former football star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai as it considers a challenge to the first round held October 10th. Third-place Liberty Party candidate Charles Brumskin has complained of foul play. A court spokesman said the court's action does not annul the results of the first round. Boakai, the ruling Unity Party candidate, earlier accused President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of interfering in the election. This is VOA News. As expected, the United States voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo of Cuba at the UN General Assembly. More than 190 countries voted for lifting the embargo. Only Israel sided with the U.S. Washington's no vote contrasts with its abstention last year under the previous Obama administration as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Cuba's foreign minister said President Donald Trump is, quote, one more president implementing a policy that means a return to the past. A Saudi coalition airstrike Wednesday struck a crowded marketplace in northern Yemen, killing nearly 30 people. Sana'a is a border region controlled by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. The coalition, which has been repeatedly accused of targeting civilian areas, said it's investigating. Saudi Arabia backs the internationally recognized government of Abu Mansur Hadi. Iraq said negotiations with Kurds to vacate border areas of their semi-autonomous region have failed. A week ago, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi halted operations that started with a seizure of oil-rich land around the city of Kirkuk held by Kurdish forces. Iraq is threatening to resume those operations. The offensive followed September's Kurdish independence referendum opposed by Baghdad. A suspected Islamist militant attacked and wounded two Tunisian policemen with a knife near the parliament building in the capital Tunis Wednesday. One of the officers was hospitalized. Security in the North African country has improved since three deadly attacks in 2015 near the Bardo Museum, at a beach resort, and against security forces in Tunis, in which dozens were killed. President Trump is expected to announce Thursday his choice of Federal Reserve Governor Jerome Powell as the next chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, replacing Janet Yellen. Meanwhile, bank policymakers meeting Washington Wednesday decided to keep a key interest rate where it is for now. The Fed has raised that rate twice this year. Wall Street, meanwhile, posted modest gains, the benchmark Dow Jones average gaining nearly 60 points to 23,435. And social media giant Facebook announced Wednesday third quarter profits and revenue soared from booming revenue from online ads. In sports, the Houston Astros of the American League defeated the National League champion Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 7 of North American Major League Baseball's World Series late Wednesday. The final score was 5-1. The Astros won their first World Series since being formed in 1962. The Dodgers last won the championship in 1988. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.